Well, God morning. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call on this We Agree with God Wednesday. And that's taken from Hebrews 10:23, which says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. God, we thank you for your faithfulness, and we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that your promises have not expired. We thank you for a new day that you have made, that we are able to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for this, the Master's Call, and we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their, yes, their submission, their surrender, and their commitment to your kingdom, oh God. And we thank you for each and every person who has dialed in now to this, the Master's Call, and those that will listen later. We pray that this call will enrich, empower, and enhance their lives as they begin their day. Here with you, the Master, on the Master's Call. And so I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would open up our ears and our hearts and our minds, that we would hear what thus says the Lord. And so I ask that you would bless our speaker that will come this morning, that you would increase in her as she decreases in the name of Jesus, that your word will go forth free, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Artists International and for the DSB Leon family. We pray that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And we just bless you and praise your holy, your mighty, your marvelous, your magnificent name, oh God. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. And it is done. And we decree it and we declare it in the name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us on the Master's Call. I'm going to go ahead and hand this call over to our Silver Fox. Are you out there this morning?
I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Well, God bless you, our beautiful songbird. We thank you for your enthusiasm with greeting and setting the audience ready for the word of God. And we thank you for that powerful prayer and that powerful, powerful tagline this morning. We agree with God Wednesday. So I again welcome you to the call this morning. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we're just glad that each and every one of you decided to join us this morning so that we can hear a precious word from the Lord. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this call. In October 2010, the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded this call and allowed us a platform where we can come together each and every morning to seek God's face. And we thank God for their obedience, because this call has been a blessing to many. And our scripture reference for this call is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And our website, where you can go and hear all of our messages, where all of our messages have been archived, as well as the speakers' bios, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And that website is accessible 24 hours a day, every day. And our theme for this year, our brand new year, in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. Thank you, Lord. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as our beautiful Tiffany has just done, or a host, as I am doing right now, or if you just want to share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what brought us all together was that phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago and is now known as Artist Life, that has great, great products for the healing of our natural bodies. And as Minister Brenda would say, that we have the best products this side of heaven. And immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call held every Monday through Friday, right after this call. And it originated over 5 years ago and is conducted by a team of great, great leaders that are giving vital information about those products and about how to grow your business once you become a part of Artists International. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number for that call is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today, as we all know, today is Awareness Wednesday with our King and Queen of Health, Platinum President-to-be, Queen Victoria and Reggie Flanagan. And the topic of today of Awareness Wednesday is healthy eating. So if you are having problems or are being charged to get on these calls, we do have a number, a free number that you can contact that will plug you into all of our calls at no charge. And that bridge or bypass number is 518-333-1522. And at this point, I would like to get out of the way and give you some information on our phenomenal, wonderful, wonderful angel of God that will be delivering our message this morning. And that is in the person of our own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K. Roberts is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and she is an alumni of Alcorn State University. She has earned her Master's of Divinity in Psychology and was awarded her Doctorate of Humanity. She is an ordained minister. She's a chaplain. She has served many years in the military, serving our troops abroad and within the state. She was commissioned as a chaplain and served as a chaplain. She also has served as a pastor. She has been assigned very, very many, a lot of duties. This woman wears so many hats. It would take so much time to read this bio. She is such a wonderful, wonderful agent of the Lord, serving in so many ways. But I would like to get out of the way because I want her to deliver the message. But just understand that she has been obedient to God and opening up her heart to God and allowing him to use her in very, very, very a lot of capacities. And one of those is serving here on the Master's Call, where she is opened to your phone calls, mentoring to us listening to us, praying with us, and agreeing with us in God's word. She is the mother of two children, Elijah Jr. and Devola. She has five grandchildren, and she has also served as the one and only ambassador of Artists International. So right now, I'd like to bring to the forefront a beautiful woman in our natural world and in our spiritual world, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Will you please come forth and deliver what God has put on your heart?
Good morning, Silver Fox. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for all that you are doing. Thank you for introducing me this morning and for absolutely being a wonderful hostess this morning. Thank you so very much. I also want to thank God for Minister Tiffany and how she has opened up and greeted us this morning, setting the atmosphere for God to really move in a powerful way. We agree with God Wednesday, which sort of leads me into my word for today as well. I honor and love up on my own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for working and allowing me to work with you down through the years. And I always acknowledge our own mother, Josie Weatherspoon. Well, with that, I say Happy New Year to the Master Call family. I thank God for each and every one of you being with us this morning. Have a lot to say, so I'm going to get right into it. I struggled a little bit with the subject of this because I wanted to say something about a new year and a new me, a new year and a new me. As a man thinketh, so is he. As one thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I want to talk to us a little bit about this a little bit about our thoughts this morning, a little bit about asking you the question, what is it that you are thinking about? What thoughts are directing your life into a place whereby it's going to bring you into a new year with a new you or a new me? I know that may sound a little discombobulated as we are starting, but I promise you it's going to get clearer as we go. Okay. I also this morning just want to acknowledge Sister Whitaker, who has just been a stalwart in this business called Artists International ever since I met her. And she just stood up in my spirit this morning earlier, and then when she came on, I was just so happy to hear her voice. But I say God bless you, Sister Ultimus, for the year of 2017. Well, in the beginning of each year, you all, many people make resolutions and they set goals and talk about all of the things that they are wanting to do throughout the year. But, you know, these goals and these resolutions can quickly end because of our lack of discipline. And so this morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about just one discipline that I believe that if we put into action throughout this year, our lives will be totally changed. I know for a fact that it worked. I have used it down through my life and walk with the Lord. When I don't use it, I can tell the difference. And when I do use it, I can tell the difference. You see, life for me has been physically, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically draining over this past year. Yes, it has been a challenge. I know that it has not been that way just for me. Somebody else can say I ditto that same statement. But I want us to make it, say it, and go on from it. Don't want us to dwell on it at all. Because I want us to think about not what we have experienced so much this morning as to what we want to experience. So let me just say, this past year, on the one hand, I have lived such a black and white life. But in the year to come, I'm looking to live in full color. Who says I want to go with you? Who wants to live a life full of color, full of the exciting things that I believe that God would have for us to embrace in our lives and make a part of our lives? Our lives, write this down, it is important. Our lives move in the directions of your strongest thoughts. Our lives move in the direction of your strongest thoughts. Romans 8, 5, and 6. This is our word. I know we are word-based over here, so I want to give you one this morning. Those who are dominated, this is the New Living Translation. You all know I love the Message, but the Message would slap you out this morning, so I decided to bring it to you a little softer. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit, come here somebody, think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind lead to what? Death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to what? Life and peace. How many of you want some life and peace for 2017? Sometimes the reason my mind, and I'm going to talk about me, not so much about anybody else, I am a very transparent and sometimes vulnerable person in giving my sermons, because I talk a lot about how the word has changed me, or I want it to change me. So my inner dialogue really matters. How I am talking to myself, yes, I do, and you do too, talk to ourselves. I have to ask myself over and over, PK, is that more God-centered, or is that more negative? Is that going to serve you well, or is that going to pull you down? We can speak to ourselves in such a way that it will rise, that we can rise above situations, or we can talk to ourselves in such a way that it will cause us to be down and out. Let me give you an example. When I wake up in the morning, when I wake up, do I get up and say, get up moving and saying, I am a child of God. I'm excited about this day. I am full of faith. Yes, my life really matters, and what I do today is going to matter. I have a true purpose of God for my life, and I'm going to do what is absolutely necessary to fulfill the purpose of God in my life. Do I roll over when the alarm goes off on the clock, hit the snooze button over and over, talking about, I'm so tired, here we go again. Why do I have to do this anyway? Life is so overwhelming. Whatever I do, I just can't get ahead. Why do I have to get up? Well, the truth of it is, it may not be quite that drastic on either side. We may not be that excited when we bounce out of the bed, neither that negative when we hit that snooze button. But when I am real honest with myself, I will say to you that the inner dialogue that I have with myself, the inner conversation that I allow to go on in my head, really makes a difference about the way I'm going to go through the day. Somebody can say amen, ooh, ouch, as my dear Pastor Vanessa said. I can get up and say I'm going to I'm going to have a good day. It doesn't matter what I felt like last night. The day has come, and I've got to get up and get the moving. I've got to be strong today. So the first affirmation that I have on my phone in the morning is, I am strong. Why? Because I have fought weaknesses down through the years. So I need to see something to remind myself of who I really am. Let me ask you, let me stop right here and say to you, I'm going to make a statement and I'm going to ask a question. The statement is, your life is moving in the direction of your strongest thoughts. And the question is, are you excited about the direction your thoughts are taking you? The truth is, I found myself saying, PK, you got too much to do. I don't know if I can get through it all. Quite frankly, I am just overwhelmed. Not only was I telling myself this over and over, I was also attracting others into my life who were speaking those negative words over me too. Not proud of this, I want you to know, but this was my inner dialogue. And that turned into my outer conversation, which made my life miserable and took me into a dark place. What I had to do was ask God, somebody talk to me this morning, what is prayer? Just asking God, talking to God, listen to God. I said, God, I want you to change my thinking. I want you to help me. I need you to help me get out of this place so that I can be who I know I can be. I'm not where I want to be right now. How many of you where you want to be? If you aren't where you want to be, you need to talk to God and ask him to help you. God will help us. In Romans 12 and 2, it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. That's the New Living Translation of that Romans 12 and 2, and I'm sure that some of you have read that over and over. If you want to be a new person, ask God to help you to be a new person. This is not just me changing me. This is God changing me by stopping the negative lies and helping me to replace them with godly truth. This is not me working to change me. This is me working to align my thoughts with God's thoughts. And when I think God's thoughts, God changes me not to a better version of PK, but to a new PK. Oh, glory to God, to just think that there's going to be a new me in 2017 just makes me happy down to my toenails. How many of you want a new person in this new year? Let God change you into a new person by changing the way you think. Time is gone. Number one, so much of life is not about, Lord Jesus, got 2 minutes, is not about what happens to you, but how you think about what happens to you. I need to say that one more time. Because in my life, I can say this has been so true. It's not about what happens to you, but how we think about what happens to you. How do we really think about it? When you recognize that God is sovereign, he is power. He's powerful, and his power is real. His grace is sustainable. He is all that we need. Paul says over in 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4, for though we live in this world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power, our weapons too. That means to demolish strongholds. I like this word demolish, which means it wipes things out. And we don't fight with guns and knives and with our negative mouths and profanity. We don't fight like that. It disturbed my spirit the other day when I heard somebody statistically say that they had gathered statistics that say that women use more profanity these days than men do. Why? Because we feel weak, and we think that if we curse and if we use profanity, that's going to make us powerful, but it doesn't. Hallelujah, glory to God. We put on the helmet of salvation. We pray and we fast. We give God the thanks and the glory because we belong to him. I'm not finished with this sermon, but I'm going to stop because my time is out. I want you to think about the strongholds that's in your life. I'm going to come back and finish this sermon. This is a good one. We need to think about what it is that we are thinking about. What is it that you are thinking about? Is the thing that you're thinking about going to make you a brand new you for 2017? If not, let's go to God in prayer. God, touch my mind, touch my heart, so that I can say and do all of those things that will make me a brand new, because your mercies are brand new every day, and I want to use them to renew me in you each and every day. Back to you, Silver Fox, Minister Jackie, take it away. I am going to put a peg right here and pick it up because I am coming back to you possibly later this week just to make up the difference. Come on.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful word, and we look forward to part two of this message, A New Year with a New Me. Thank you, Pastor PK. And I will be calling you back for the benediction shortly after a few announcements. But right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for a renewing of our bodies and our minds. We thank you for that powerful word and for your vehicle that brought that word to us this morning. We ask you that you continue blessings over Pastor PK and that you continue to pour into her so that she can share your word and help us grow in your word and in your knowledge and in our lives and be better ministers here in the marketplace. We thank you for your blood covering over the sick and the shut in, because your word said that by your stripes we are healed. So we are looking for healing for each and every one of those that have ailments in their bodies, because you made their bodies, Lord. So you alone really know how to fix them. And we thank you for the repairing and the renewing of our bodies. We ask you to watch over the bereaved family, Lord Jesus, and give them that inner peace that only you can give, and help them to understand that to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord, so that they have only gone to join you, Lord Jesus, and that their souls can be at peace knowing that you have them, God. We ask you to put your continued blessings over Artists International as we grow, Lord Jesus, as we continue to grow this company. And we thank you for your blessings and your anointing over the owners of this company, and that his obedience to you to share this with not only the distributors but with the world, and that this company will continue to grow, and that its goal is to be over a $1 billion company, and that goal will be reached in 2017. God, we ask you to watch over each and every distributor on this call. Lord, help them to understand where are their thoughts, so where are they in becoming a new me in this new year. So we ask your continued blessings, that you continue to keep each and every one of us daily, and that we will be strong and be your foot soldiers out here in a world of darkness, bringing light to this world. We thank you. We praise you. We ask this in your son's name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, what a wonderful, wonderful tag we had this morning with Minister Tiffany, We Agree With God Wednesday. And then the message, A New Year With A New Me. We thank God for these powerful words. And I would also like to remind you that today is January 5th. And today we ask you to join us in our corporate Daniel's Fast. You can fast for 21 days, or if God so moves you, the entire 40 days. So beginning today, January 5th, you may also want to continue, just like I said, for the entire 40 days, but for 21 days, we will be fasting for our souls to grow into the God in the Lord, and for God's leadership and His guidance, and for His covering over Artists International. You may go to www.themasterscall.net for your prayer directives. And pack your bags and prepare to be in Los Angeles, California for the 2017 Artist Extravaganza, where we will be bridging the gap March 4th and 5th. You can go to your back office for more information to get registered and get prepared to be there for this explosive conference March 4th through 5th in Los Angeles, California, the Sheraton Gateway Hotel at the Los Angeles, California Airport. We are hoping and we know we will see you there. So at this time, remember that immediately following this call is our morning motivational call. And today is Awareness Wednesday, where that power couple team of health will be delivering the message. And that message today is healthy eating. So please dial into that call. And that call is 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. And to hear the playback for this morning's message, you can go to 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085, and the PIN for that playback is 957-677-pound. So again, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting and seating everyone in our telecommunications sanctuary. And thank you again, Pastor PK. And we do look forward to part two of your message. And thank you for bringing our morning message. And I now call you forth to give us our benediction for today. Pastor PK, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Just so that we don't get a knee jerk, I know sometimes we get our dates a little mixed up. Today is the 4th. Tomorrow is the 5th. The fast starts tomorrow. And I'm just encouraging each and every one of you, if you can start tomorrow with us. If not, get on board as soon as you can. Get serious about your fast. Get you a book, a resource to assist you. I have used Arthur Wallace's book, God's Chosen Fast, to assist us with our fast. I'm also using right now The Maker's Diet by Jordan Rubin. So get on the fast and get prepared for the fast. Get on tomorrow with us with the fast, and if not tomorrow, get on board as quick as possible and ride this train with us and see what God does for you. As I stated earlier, God is wanting us to change our thoughts on a daily basis so that we will be renewed in Him. Let us pray. Oh, God, this day as we leave this call, I want to leave it asking, Father, that you will renew our minds so that indeed you would recognize that you are the author and finisher of our faith, and you would definitely take us through this process, and we will become brand new in you in 2017 because we will be seeking your face on a daily basis. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic day. Know that I love you so much. Bye-bye.